Hello, check, check. Is this thing on? Hi, everyone. I'm Julie from the Whole Kids Foundation, and we want to welcome you to our show. We are dedicated to helping kids and families eat a rainbow of fresh fruits and veggies, since many of those fruits and veggies are made possible by some of the coolest creatures on our planet. Today, we are going to talk about those VIPs, very important pollinators, honeybees. Yes, you heard me right, honeybees. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking.
Honeybees? Yikes.
Well, I am here to tell you that honeybees are actually, well, they're pretty awesome. But don't take my word for it. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I am so excited to welcome our first guest on today's show, the brilliant, the buzzing Professor Bumblebore!
Thank you!
Professor Bumblebore, I am such a fan. Thank you for being here today.
It's my pleasure.
So, Professor, today we are learning all about honeybees. So, in preparation, I started to read this handy-dandy giant book of bees. But it's a pretty giant book, and I only got through the first few pages. And since you are a bee expert, I was hoping you could answer some questions for us.
Why, yes, I'm happy to help. To start, I should clarify that I am a bumblebee.
Oh, is that different from a honeybee? I didn't get to the chapter yet on different types of bees.
Why, yes. There are many, many types of bees.
Like 100?
Let me count. According to my calculations, there are roughly 20,000 species of bees, all of which I am an expert in.
20,000 types of bees? Whoa! No wonder this giant book of bees is so giant. Well, I don't know if we're going to have time to learn about all 20,000 species today, so let's talk about my personal favorite, the honeybee. No offense.
None taken.
So I read that the honeybees we see out flying around are visiting flowers looking for nectar. Could you explain to us what nectar is exactly and why bees are out looking for it?
Well, honeybees go out looking for nectar because they need it to make honey.
So we can eat it.
Actually, so they can eat it. Honey is a bee food, and you humans are lucky that they make enough to share.
Oh, wow. I guess I didn't realize that honeybees not only make the honey, but they eat it, too. Okay, so walk me through this. A bee flies around, sees a pretty flower.
What a pretty flower.
Decides to land on it.
I think I'll land on it.
And gets nectar from that flower to turn into honey.
Nectar. Yum.
That's right. Bees land on a flower, then stick their long tongue out, kind of like a tiny drinking straw, called a proboscis.
Proboscis? Cool!
Then they use that proboscis to drink up the nectar.
Okay, they use their straw-like tongue called a proboscis to drink the nectar. But what is nectar exactly?
Well, it's a sweet sugary liquid found in plants.
A sweet sugary liquid? Yum! I love sweet sugary things! But if I have too much sweet stuff, my stomach really starts to hurt.
Well, not honeybees. They can visit up to 5,000 flowers in one day in order to fill up their honey stomach.
Honey stomach?
Yes. Bees have two stomachs. They have a main stomach to digest food for energy.
Like us humans?
Yes, but their honey stomach is where they store the nectar to begin to turn it into honey.
Okay, so the honeybee goes out and visits lots of flowers collecting nectar to fill their honey stomach. What do they do once their honey stomach is full?
They deliver it to the hive.
How do they deliver? Bee livery truck?
No, by bee-arfing it up.
Ew!
Well, sort of. As soon as the nectar gets inside a bee's honey stomach, that stomach goes to work to start turning the nectar into honey. One bee's stomach can only do so much, so that bee passes the nectar from its mouth into the mouth of another bee. This happens over and over again until the broken down nectar is ready to be put into a cell in the honeycomb.
And then it's ready to eat?
Not quite. At first, it's too watery, so the bees fan it with their wings to thicken it up to make beautiful honey, as you know it.
Wow, so that's how honey is made. Thank you so much, Professor Bumblebore. You didn't bore us one bit. Now, it's time to welcome our next guest. The talented and generous bee-lanthropist, Sandra Bielik, is here to tell us all about her new project. Hi, Sandra. Welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me. And Professor Bumblebore, it is such an honor to meet you.
The pleasure is all mine.
So, Sandra, we are so interested to learn all about your new mission to help honeybees.
My new organization is called Save the Colony, and it's all about working together to help save our honeybees.
Save the Colony? Amazing! So, what's a colony?
It's basically the bee family.
Wait, I thought the hive was a bee family.
No, the hive is where the bee colony lives.
Okay, so the colony is the family, and the hive is the house where that bee family lives?
Exactly. And each bee in that colony has a very specific job. They all work together as a team.
Jobs? What kind of jobs does a honeybee have?
First up, the queen bee. She has all the babies. Next up, the worker bees are all the girls in the hive, and they are rock stars.
So, what makes these worker bees so cool, exactly?
They do all the hard work. They build, clean, and protect the hive. Plus, they collect all the nectar to make the honey, too.
Whoa! Those worker bees are like rock stars.
The drones are the boys, and they don't do much. Then lastly, the baby bees.
Aw, those baby bees are so cute! I never knew there was so much going on in each bee colony. It's time for my favorite part in our show! Here are a few questions from the audience for our special guests.
Hi, I'm Izzy. I'm 11 years old, and I want to know, why do bees want to sting us?
Hi, Izzy. Great question. We bees actually don't want to sting you.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, I am. If we fly near you, we are probably just checking to see if you have nectar. Just hold very still as we give you a smell. If you start to make loud noises and move all around, that might scare us. Bees sting people when they are trying to protect themselves.
Okay, so the next time a bee flies around me, I am going to hold still and wait for them to fly away. Next question from the audience.
I'm Roger. I'm 9 years old, and I want to know what pollination is.
Roger, pollination is the most important job honeybees do. When honeybees are out collecting nectar, they carry pollen from one plant to another. That helps the plants to reproduce, or make more of themselves.
Wait, so when bees travel from flower to flower, you're telling me that they're actually carrying the pollen from one plant over to another?
That is correct.
And why is that so important?
Because 1 in 3 bites of food you humans eat is thanks to the pollination that honeybees do.
1 in 3 bites of food that we eat is thanks to honeybees? Whoa! I never knew bees did so much.
Yes, pollinators have a very important job, and you all can help them.
We can? How?
Mind if I jump in here, Professor?
But of course.
Lots of honeybees are losing their homes, having a harder time finding food, and are getting sick from the chemicals humans are spraying on their plants.
Oh no! So what can we do to help?
A great way to start is to plant flowers in your yard or garden. Put out some water for pollinators to drink. Encourage your friends and family to not use those toxic chemicals on their yards and gardens. And you can tell others about honeybees, too.
What great ideas! I can't wait to tell all of my friends what I've learned about honeybees. Professor Bumblebore and Sandra Bielik, thank you so much for being here today. We all learned a ton. Well, folks, that's all for this time. I hope you had as much fun as we did learning about honeybees. They sure are incredible. To find lots of fun activities and learn even more about honeybees, please visit wholekidsfoundation.org. You can even learn about how we support schools who want to host their very own honeybee hive. Visit us to learn more. Thanks for joining us, and see you next time.